No, this is W8MEL. Station calling is you're just barely making the repeater. You're breaking up. This is W8MEL. This is W8MEL.
K9CGS, moderate.
This is W8MEL.
Ocho, bueno, me dice que escucha esta estación Charlie Lima 5 Delta Yankee Alfa.
Zulu Romeo Yankee in Germany. You can put me on the list if you want. I will be standing by for the pre-show and everything. Figured I'm sitting here, so I might as well get in on it. KE8ZRY, KE8PZA. Very good, Jim. Got you on the log. Thanks for checking in, and I'm sure we'll talk to you during the pre-show. Very good. Anybody else out there that would like to get in to Rush, you can check in now, or you can wait till the pre-show starts. It's your choice. I'm listening, KE8PZA.
KEABZAKDSLG. Well, one of those blips was the Extended Freedom Network, so I'll keep an eye on that one for us. KEABZAKDSLG.
KEABZAKDSLG, KEABZA. Good to hear you, Just Nick. And thanks for watching our six there. Appreciate it. And Lucy thinks that somebody maybe tied an HT to their horse and left it on transmit. So who knows? But thank you. KE8BZA returning. So we're getting down to the wire here for the pre-show to kick off for the Beacon Net. And going to ask that we hold off any more check-ins. Unless you want to do it through the blue screen, that's fine, but hold off on RF check-ins for now because we don't want to miss our announcement. We don't want to talk over her, and I have to be honest, Sunday we cut it really close. I was sweating, but she was able to get her message through and get our show off to a proper start. So I'd rather not repeat that last-minute drill again tonight. So if you haven't checked in yet, there'll be plenty of opportunity to check in. We will gladly take check-ins during the pre-show and then again during the mainnet. So welcome, everybody. And NetLogger is open if you'd like to join in the fray that is the blue screen. And I'll shut up now. KE8VZA, standing by. Seconds and counting.
The Beacon, a gathering of hams from around the world, will start on the system in 30 minutes. Come and join us.
Where did Eric go? KDSLG. KEABZAKDSLG.
All right, KEABZA ends in that. Good evening, Eric. Just an FYI, I need you to slow down a little bit because you weren't making it through the nodes there. So we got to make sure we let everything drop. I did drop Texas temporarily because they were making all that noise there, and I just dropped them, and hopefully they'll come back in a little bit here. Anyway, I'm here. I'm ready for the big show, and I'm turning it back to Greenlight Control. Roger, Roger, Dustin. Thank you for the reminder. And just an FYI, I checked you on reverse, and I got you a solid S9. Pretty cool. Thanks again, and good to hear you tonight. We look forward to hearing you further at the hour. We'll clear with KDAGPC. And next on the list is Nick, KDASLG. Hi, tonight, just Nick. And are you going to stick around for the big event?
KDAVVA, this is KDASLG. Can you hear me, Eric?
Yes, Nick, 5-9 plus.
KDASLG, return. Good to hear you, man. Now, you were gone there for a minute and a half or so. And Dustin, I tried to do that as well. I think the VULTR is looping in with NU5D somehow, and we're getting a double connection there, which is why it starts clicking out like that. I'm going to watch the bubble chart and see. Anyway, I'm going to do my best to stick around. Good to hear you, man. And, yeah, my mind is just based on whatever I was thinking about who was here tonight. Good to hear you, man. KD8SLG, back to net control.
All right there, Just Nick. Well, hey, thanks for your intervention there and your mindful eye. It's definitely good to hear you, and no worries. No worries on playing musical chairs earlier with who's doing the pre-show. We got it figured out. And anyway, good to hear you. I hope recuperation's going well. We'll clear with KD8SLG for now and go on down, and let's see if KE8QKO Nick at Night is out there, who has no responsibilities whatsoever. Are you out there, Nick? And are you going to stick around for the big show tonight?
KE8QKO, now out here. Stick around. I think I might fall asleep. We'll see how that works out. I took my son to ski club today, and I fell asleep in the truck for about a half an hour. Suddenly I woke up and looked around, get my bearings, and I realized that it was time for him to stop skiing. I had to run inside and get him. I'll be sticking around for a bit and go from there. I am wondering, though, with Nick's medication, is the bubble chart going to look like real bubbles, tiny bubbles? Anyway, maybe you can get back to us on that later. Back to you, Eric, KDA2KO.
All right there, Nick at Night. Yeah, I'm remembering Lawrence Welk walking out in front of his orchestra saying, turn on the bubble machine, please. And all those bubbles come out. Yeah, yeah. Maybe Nick's got his own bubble machine down there. Good to hear you, Nick. And got you on the list. And don't worry, if we make it around the horn and we give you a holler and you're not there, we know what happened. And I remember the ski club days with the kids. It was fun. I actually got myself a pass and started skiing because I got bored. Anyway, let's see. We'll clear with KE8QKO and go down to W8HRF. And that is Josh. And he is one of the trivias tonight. I asked Lucy in the blue screen, and I apologize if she answered me. I missed it. So who has which trivia tonight, Josh, and how are you doing?
Hey, W8HRF, how's it going, Eric? Yep, we have trivia ready, and hopefully we're sounding okay. Sounds like Lucy has main, and I have alternate. So, talk to the top of the hour, W8HRF.
All right, Josh, very good. Got you down for the alt trivia, and good to hear you tonight. We'll clear with W8HRF for now and go on down to our other trivia master, KE8YUK. How you doing tonight, Lucy? And I guess you have the main trivia.
KE8VZA, KE8YUK, yes, sir. Trivia is all set to go. I actually have it in a place I have to find it this time, so not smart this time. And we'll be ready.
Very good, Lucy. Good to hear you tonight. We are eagerly awaiting the two trivias. And we'll clear with KE8YUK for now. And we'll give him a shout. I don't know if he's out there. I heard him on the Boredom Breaker net today. KI5DAY Allen, are you out there tonight? Okay, hearing nothing, he may be at the Big W or otherwise engaged. So we will go on down the list of who I've got on the list, and then I'll take some more check-ins. So this is KE8VZA with the Beaconet pre-show on the W8WKY repeater. And let me take a pause, and I'll read who we have. All right, so far we have WB4AIZ Chuck down in Florida, who is reporting temperatures in the low 80s today. He checked in and out, 73 Chuck, and next is Eddie, W3ETV, and we put Ray in a customary 10th slot at his call sign K5CFY, and then Brad, KA0KDW over in Missouri, Russ, KD8BYT, Middlemark, K4OG, K8ZRY, Jeremy, KA8MNT, Tom, who checked in and out, 73 Tom, and Steve, NU5D. I picked you up from the blue screen there, Steve. And let's go ahead and open up the floor for further check-ins. Please call now. Give me your call sign phonetically and alphabetically with your name and location.
Whiskey Alpha 8, Kilo Oscar Charlie, WA8KOC, Fred and Akron. Have a good evening and a good net this evening, guys. I'm going to be in and out. 7-3 to all.
All right, Fred. Got you in and out. Thanks for checking in.
Alpha. We'll clear with, Alpha 8. Charlie Tango. AHCT. Craig and Shreve.
Go down. We'll take some more check-ins. Sorry. A little brain pause there. Any more check-ins, go ahead and call now and just keep them rolling in and I'll keep on typing.
Alpha, Alpha 8, Charlie Tango, Craig and Shreve.
All right, we picked up Alpha, Alpha 8, Charlie Tango, with that is Craig over in Shreve. Very good to hear you tonight, Craig. Any further check-ins before we work this list, please call now. Okay, KE8VCA returning. I see KI5TAQ, Taco Tim in the blue screen. I'm going to go ahead and add you here, Tim. And we're going to go ahead and work this list. Let's go up to Eddie, WCETB. How you doing tonight, Eddie? I think I heard you on the Board and Breaker net today. I checked in for the first hour and listened a little bit. How you doing, Eddie? And are you going to stick around for the main net tonight?
Yeah, hi, Eric. Yeah, I was able to get in on Dustin's hour and Lucy's hour. Not Lucy. Lucy was on the blue screen. Sorry, Lucy. Nancy's hour. So I was able to check in twice today for an unusual event here. And so I will be sticking around and actually been trying to finish up on my medication here. I have one pill to take tonight and then one in the morning and I'll be done. And hopefully the gum infection that I had will be dead, but I'm not too positive about that. I think it's still kind of hanging in there. So we'll see what happens by Monday. Maybe another trip to the dentist again, you know, find out what's going on with this situation here. Anyway, I'll be here, W3ETV, back in that.
Very good, Eddie. Sorry to hear about your gum issues. I had some minor gum issues in the past, and got them taken care of and good ever since. So fingers crossed for you. Good to hear you tonight. And I was not able to check into Nancy's hour. I was at work and, you know, they kind of started expecting me to actually do some work. So I had to comply because I really like eating and having a roof over my head anyway. Thanks, Eddie. I look over W3ETB. Let's go see if Ray is here. I haven't seen him in the blue screen, but you never know. K5CFY. Ray, are you out there tonight? And are you going to hang around for the main net?
Delacroix, Victor Zulu Alpha, K5CFY. Good evening there, Eric. Great job on the pre-net here. And no, I will not be hanging around. I got company coming, so I'm going to have to get off of here. Just wanted to say hi to everybody, and I'll get off of here and let you get some more check-ins. Have a fun net, and we'll catch you later. K5CFY.
Very good, Ray. Well, hey, thank you for checking in, and enjoy your company tonight. And we got you on the log as in and out. So 73, Ray. Let's see. Who's next? Brad, KA0KDW over in Missouri. I heard you guys chatting before the pre-show. How you doing tonight? And are you going to stick around for the main net?
KD8VZA. K0KDW, good evening. I do plan on sticking around for the net. Still trying to get rid of this residual cough after having a cold the last week or two, week and a half or so. Now just trying to get rid of this cough that wants to linger. K0KDW.
Okay, Brad, very good. Got you on the log, sticking around. And I hate those colds or the coughs that keep lingering. You know, they turn into that dry, nagging cough. It's like, ugh. Anyway, I know how it goes. Good to hear you tonight. We're clear with AA0KDW for now. And go down to Russ, KD8VYD. How you doing tonight, Russ? Stick around for the main net. KD8DYT, this is KD8DZA, with the Beaconet pre-show. Are you out still out there? Are you going to stick around for the main net? KE8VZA returning. We'll circle back for Russ. Let's go on down and talk to K4OG, Kindergarten for Old Guys. How you doing, Mark? Are you going to stick around for the main net tonight? And are you in KY or OH?
VZA, K4OG. We are in OH, and we're sticking around. We're going to have some fun tonight. K4G.
All right there, Mark. I seem to remember maybe on the Beaconet you said you were coming in RF. So that means you're within RF range. I'm smart, you know. I can put that together. Anyway, good to hear you, Mark. Glad you're sticking around. Got you on the log. And next we'll go down to Jeremy, KE8. Why? How you doing tonight, Jeremy? And I think you're sticking around tonight.
KE8VVA, this is KE8ZRY. Good evening to you and everybody who's checked in so far. I am planning on sticking around. I'm working on a few projects in my basement, so I'm going to be out for a little bit. And, I'm not feeling good tonight. I'm not too tired, so I should be sticking around. With that, I'll send it back over to you. This is KE8ZRY.
Very good, Jeremy. Well, I hope your projects go well. And thanks for checking in. Got you on the log and sticking around. We'll clear with KE8ZRY for now. I am KE8VZA with Beaconet Pre-Show. On the W8WKY repeater in Doylestown, Ohio. Let's go on down to our next station with KA8MNT, Tom. who check in and out via the blue screen, 73com, and thanks for checking in. And after that is Steve, NU5D. I think it's nickel under. How are you doing tonight, Steve? And are you going to stick around for the main?
Eric and rest of the net. Probably not going to stick around, but I will keep an ear to the ground. We had a repeater blown up last Thursday and had to bring in a replacement, and it looked like the squelch was running a little loose. I apologize for that. Having been net control many times, it is very irritating to have noise like that, so I'll do my best to keep it down. I appreciate y'all's patience. Good net, and thank you again. And you find me.
Very good, Steve. Catch on the log is in and out, and we really appreciate you monitoring the situation down there. Sorry to hear you had a repeater go down. Anywho, thanks for checking in. 73, Steve. We'll clear with NU5D for now. Next station on the list is WAHAOC, Fred, who checked in and out. 73, Fred, and thank you. And after that is Alpha Alpha 8, Charlie Tango, down in Shreve. How you doing tonight, Craig? And are you going to stick around for the mainnet?
KEA, VGA, Eric, good evening. AAHCT. Going to plan on it, fighting the battle with the eyelids. I don't know. I'll probably get through the trivias, but may not make it to the answers. With that, you've got a lot of check-ins to go. Appreciate you taking the time to do this and keeping this net running strong. So with that, I'll turn it back to net control. Take care, Eric. Thank you.
All right, Craig, very good. You're very welcome. I like doing the pre-show, and good to hear you tonight. Got you on the log, and give it your best shot. I know those eyelids, the gravity after a while, it just happens. But, hey, what can you do? Got you on the log. Glad you're here. We'll clear with AAHCT, and we'll go down to our next station, all the way from that little holler called Balfang, Oklahoma, Taco Tim, K-I-5-T-A-Q. How you doing tonight, Tim? And are you going to stick around for the main net?
Well, good evening, Eric. This is K-I-5-T-A-Q. Yes, I am going to stick around for the net tonight. I think I may have broken a few of those wrenches that Alan has made. I got to give that guy some more hard time anyways, one way or the other. But I'll let you get on with the net. This is KI5TAQ.
All right, very good. Yeah, got to keep that. All right. Well, maybe you could give Larry some hot salsa to go with his Funyuns. That ought to keep Alan occupied for a while anyway, managing that situation. Anyway, good to hear you, Tim. Got you on the log. We'll clear with KI5TAQ. That brings me down to the bottom of the list. We still have some time here before the mainnet starts, a little more than 6 minutes. So any other stations out there that would like to get on the list, please call now.
Well, good evening, Eric, I believe. KCFQV, Mark and Aurora. Nine, Mexico 6, Radio Hotel Mike. Nine, Mike 6, Radio Hotel Mike.
Metropolitan Brewster, Ohio.
It's about 3 kilo. Bravo 3, Golf, Papa, X-ray. KB3, GPX. Mike, York, that's an idiot. Monitoring Via Zello in the KB1 crosslink there. Good evening.
Well, we'll try it again. KC8, Fox Queen, Victor Mark.
All right, I'll pick it up there. This is KD, or KE8, pre-show. And we picked up, let's see, four stations. KE8ZZR Harry, WD8LLA Neil, KE3GTX Mike, and KC8FQV Mark. Let's go up and talk to Harry. How you doing tonight, Harry? Are you going to stick around for the main net?
Hey, good evening, Eric. This is KE8ZZR here. Yes, I will be sticking around for the net, so I'll turn it back to you.
Excellent, Harry. Got you on the log. Sticking around. Good to hear you. We'll clear with KE8ZZR for now and go on down to Neil, all the way from Metropolitan Brewster, WD8LLA. How you doing tonight, Neil, and are you going to stick around for the main net?
KEA, WD8LLA. Good evening, Eric, and everyone that's helping running the net tonight. You guys do a fine job. I'm not going to stick around tonight. I got one in the ground, another foot in bed, so I think I'm going to. But I sure appreciate the net. I will be listening to it till I fall asleep trying to further my education. Back to you, Eric. Thanks again. God bless everybody on the net.
All right, Neil. I think if I had one foot in bed, I'd continue on my way to bed. So I'm not close to my bed, so that's a good thing. But thanks for the compliments. Good to hear you tonight. And enjoy what you hear before you fall into slumberland. So we'll clear with W8LLA. Thanks, Neil, and 73. And we'll go on down to Mike. Kilo Bravo 3, Golf Papa X-Ray. How you doing tonight, Mike? And are you going to stick around for the main net?
Good evening. I think it's KE8VZA. Hopefully got it correct there. KB3GPX. Coming in on Zello to the KB1 link here. And, well, first time on the net. Good evening to everybody. Looks like a good crowd here watching on NetLogger. Good to hear Steve in there as well, NU5D. Just wrapped up logging for two nets earlier this evening, so there we go, one net controller to another. Yeah, we'll hang out for the net here this evening. Hopefully the link will hold up here for the rest of the evening, but good to hear everyone tonight. And back to net control, KB3GPX.
D-Y-3, Victoria, Quebec, X-Ray. Delta, Yankee, X-Ray, Victoria, Quebec, X-Ray.
This is KE8VZA returning. Thank you for the compliments. Got you on the log here. Glad you're here. Welcome to the Beaconet. We're here every Sunday night and Wednesday nights at 10 Eastern. Check-ins at 9:30. That last station that called in, I did not get all of your call sign. I heard Victor Quebec X-Ray, but I missed the rest. If you could please try again so I can get you in the log here.
Delta Yankee number 3, Victoria Quebec X-Ray, Philippines.
Okay, Philippine Station, I got a 3 in front of the VQX. If you could repeat your call sign again phonetically two times, and I'll hopefully hear it that time.
Thank you. Delta Yankee 3, Victoria, Quebec X-Ray. Delta Yankee 3, Victoria, Queen X-Ray. My name is Raymond, my TTX, no Sabarai Bulacan, Philippines. Thank you. Copy? No Sabarai TTX, no Sabarai Bulacan. Copy?
I copy Delta 3, Victor, excuse me, let me start over. Delta 3, Victor, Quebec, X-ray, and I did not catch your name. If you could please repeat your name, and I'll get that in the log as well.
My name is Raymond. My name is Raymond. My PPX, North Agaray Bulacan. Philippines, North Agaray Bulacan.
All right, Raymond. Well, hey, thank you for your patience. I appreciate it. I did get your name there for the log and your call sign. Are you going to stay for the rest of the net?
My club station BX, Echo Victor Mexico. Copy Echo Victor Mexico.
Okay, you're in Mexico. Okay, Raymond. Well, we got you on the log, and we'll call for you when we get back around. Through the log here. Thank you for checking in. Appreciate it. And I corrected your call sign. I had it wrong initially. Delta 3, Victor, Quebec X-ray. Got it. Thank you very much for your patience. Okay, we've made it through our, no, we didn't. The stations we got touch base with. Actually, one. Mark, KC8FQV. How you doing tonight, Mark? And are you going to stick around for the big show?
Well, KCLK, well, I almost was going to just say no, but you caught it. So, yeah, we're going to stay around, you know. So, yeah, we'll stay around for the net. You almost caught me that no, I wasn't, but you saved it. Yep, you saved it. So, KCLK, back to net control.
All right, Mark. Once in a while, I do something right. Thanks for checking in. Got you on the log and sticking around. And that's the end of the pre-show. We're going to go ahead and turn this over to our master of ceremonies, Dustin, KD8EPC. Take it away, Dustin. All right. Thanks so much there, Eric. Welcome to the Beacon Net. My name is Dustin. My call sign is KD8EPC, and I'll be next contributor this evening. Beacon Net meets every Sunday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time here on the WAWKY repeater 147.390 with a positive offset at TL tone of 114.8. All-star node 48496 and echoing WAWKY-R. This is indirected net. All traffic must pass through net control and all stations are welcome to check in. We'll take multiple rounds to check in, so if you don't get in the first time, just stand by and we'll get to you as soon as we can. We're linking with our friends in Oklahoma, Fireside, and various other networks. We ask you to keep for a couple of seconds before and after you transmit. Make sure you let everything drop so we can hear everything you have to say. Before we start taking check-ins, is there any emergency or priority traffic? Please call. All right, am I hearing any emergency or priority traffic stations that haven't already checked into the pre-show that'd like to check into the Beacon Net? Please say your call phonetically, followed by alphabetically, along with your name and location. All right, Eric must have done a good job there. Let's go up and get our trivia, and we'll start running the list here. Looks like main trivia is Miss Lucy tonight, KYUK. What do you have for us?
KYUK, I'm paranoid of cooking now, so I want to make sure I give enough time. All right, main trivia tonight. Who invented the first multi-band dipole antenna to use tuned traps? Alpha, K7UBA, Kilo 7, I don't know, really umbrella, I don't remember, just bear with me, I can't do phonetics at the moment. B, option B is WB6ACU, C is W3DZB, and option D is W4CGT. Then who invented the first multi-band dipole antenna to use two tracks? A, option A is K7UGA. B, option B is WB6ACU. Option C is W3DZZ. Option D, W4CGT. This is the boost. That's you.
All right, thanks so much there, Lucy. Let's go up here to WHRF, Mr. Lucy, for our alternate trivia. What do you have for us?
KDADPC, WHRF, tonight's alternate trivia question is, Thomas Lincoln was the fourth and youngest son of 16th President of the United States, Abraham Lincoln. His nickname was Tad. Thomas Tad Lincoln was his name. Why did Abraham Lincoln name his youngest son Tad? Your options are Alpha, because Lincoln said he had said that he was a small boy with a large head and wriggled like a tadpole. Bravo, because as a boy, Thomas loved capturing tadpoles in jars and interrupting during presidential meetings to show people them. Charlie, the nickname Tad was short for Tadworth, a family name. Or Delta, Lincoln named him after his longtime friend and political companion, Colonel Thaddeus Waldo Clinton. Again, let me drop this real quick. And after my node IDs, tonight's alternate trivia question, which I'll post in the blue screen, Thomas Lincoln was the fourth and youngest son of the 16th President of the United States, Abraham Lincoln. His nickname was Tad. Why did Abraham Lincoln call his youngest son Tad as his nickname? Your options are Alpha, because he said that Tad had a small body, a large head, and wriggled like a tadpole. B, because as a boy, Thomas loved capturing tadpoles in jars and interrupting during presidential meetings to shoot them. C, the nickname Tad was short for Tadworth, a family name on the president's wife's side. Or Delta, Lincoln named him after his longtime political companion, Colonel Thaddeus Waldo Bean. KADPC, W8HRF.
All right, thanks so much there, Josh. We're going to think about that one for a while, too. And in the meantime, I'm going to go see if I can't still catch him if he's still there. WDLLA, Neil, are you still there? All right, he said he was in and out. He must have gone to bed already. Let's go down to Eddie, W3ETV. Good evening.
Yeah, Dustin, we did it twice in one day again. So, these trivia questions with real long answers, I'm confused. Sorry, Lucy. Sorry, Josh, but your answers are so long. I get confused before you finish reading them. Anyway. I haven't a clue on either one of them, so I'm going to go with D and B and just hope for the best. Anyway, I hope you're doing well there, Dustin. And I did type in blue screen Nick. I hope he's feeling better. And I hope everybody is okay. And I wish everyone a good night. And I'm going to be 73 for now because I'll probably be asleep by the time you get around to doing the answers. Anyway, back to that W3ETB, 73, and I'll be clear.
All right, there, Eddie. Well, great to hear you. We got you for B&B there. We'll say 73. Have a great evening. We'll catch you down the log. That's going to bring me over to Brad, KD0KDW. What's up in Missouri?
Well, Julius Tango on the channel.
Good evening, Dustin. K0KW. Go with Alpha and Charlie. And thank goodness for the screen, because I could not hear Lucy. The audio was really low on my radio. Then you came back and had to scramble for the volume real quick. But anyhow, Alpha and Charlie. Otherwise, not much going on here. Just looking forward to a couple of warm days again, and back down to the freezers and potential winter precip next week. And I was actually was working HF a lot on Monday, and it got rather hot at the desk. It was about 85 by the time I decided I was done with the radios. It was about 80 out, 80 or 80. I think it topped out at 79.8, so basically 80 degrees. Otherwise, not much going on, and hope everyone stays well. It's currently foggy and 47 where I'm at, so here you go. K0KW, back to the net.
All right there, Brad, we got you down for Alpha and Charlie, and boy, I wish you'd get me. We got the 50s the other day, and that was a heat wave for me. So we'll say 73, we'll catch you there down the log, and that's going to bring me over to Mark in the middle. K4OG, how are you?
Good evening, BC, K4OG. Good evening, Dustin. Long time no here. We're doing really good, Dustin. Just feeling perky for this time of night, so thought I'd stick around and play with you guys. Good trivia question. Lucy, I haven't a clue. So, we're going to go with Charlie, W3DZZ. Sounds like a pretty cool call sign. John, HRF, man, I just love Tad. Oh, I'm going to have to go with A, I guess. Why not for the tadpole? So, CA is my answer. You guys, be careful out there in the morning. The hint to the all trivia question, watch out for that black guy. K4OG, back to net.
All right there, Mark. Well, you watch out for that black ice, too. We don't have anywhere to be till tomorrow afternoon, so hopefully it's all gone by then. You got you down for Charlie and Alpha. We'll say 73 and have a great evening, you know. Let's talk to Jeremy now. G-R-Y, how you doing?
This is K-E-Z-R-Y. Good evening to you and everybody on the net. Doing fairly well tonight. Today was the first time I've actually checked into all three nets. Made the boredom breaker net. I was bored at work. I decided to check in. Other than that, it's been a great day. Middle of the week, almost done. Supposed to get some ice, freezing rain, something like that. Might have work tomorrow, might not. Depends on if they cancel school or not. So I hope everybody stays safe. We get ice. Don't need anybody out there getting into any accidents and such. But with that, I'll go to my trivia answers. For main trivia, I'm going to go Charlie. Alt is going to be Alpha. And I will pass it back over to my controllers. KE0Y, 73.
All right there, Jeremy. Well, glad to hear you for the second time here today, but the third time on the next today. That's awesome. You got a trifecta there. So great to hear you. We'll say 73. We got time for Charlie and Alpha. Let's get everybody over to Craig now. AAHCT, take it away.
KD8EPC, Alpha Alpha 8, Charlie Tango. Well, good evening, Dustin. How are you? I hope everything's going well. The weather seems to be a topic of discussion this evening, which is good. And I'm going to, because I haven't got a clue, I know a little bit about Lincoln, but I'm not positive. So I think I'm going to do the same thing that your ham right above me said, Charlie and Alpha. It's a guess, and I will admit that. With that, the eyes still open, but they're starting to sag a little bit. So I don't know that I'll make it to the answers, not that that has any real bearing on anything. So with that, thank you very much for both you and Dustin doing the net. We do appreciate your efforts, and that's what makes this net as cool as it really is. So 73s, and this is AAHCT. Back to you, and we'll be listening on the side. Thank you.
All right, there, Greg, we got you on for Charlie and Alpha, and we certainly appreciate you joining us, and we appreciate the compliments there. This net is kind of like my baby there. I take pride in it, and I try everything I can to make it a good time for everybody. But we couldn't do it without all our wonderful check-ins, without the great team I've got behind me here. We'll say 73 to you. Have a great evening. We'll catch you there down the log. That's going to bring me over here to Taco Tim, KI5TAQ. Take it away.
Hey, good evening, guys. This is KI5TAQ. Let's get the trivia question out of the way first. Main trivia question is Alpha. Alternate trivia question, Charlie. And right now, I'll be driving home in a lot of fog on the way home. So, once again, fog lights on and going to be very careful. Yeah, I haven't seen Alan today, but then yet that doesn't mean that I cannot break a wrench or two. That's an Alan wrench. I'll let you guys get on down the list. This is KI5TAQ.
All right there, Tim, we got John for Alpha and Charlie there for your trivia answers. And I understand Alan's got a hammock set up somewhere in the cargo bay of a plane there. Hi. We'll say 73 and catch you down the log. And we're going to talk to Harry now. CDR, good evening.
KE8EPC, good evening, Duster. This is KE8ZZR back at you. Hope you're doing well. Nice job in the net, and to the team that's running the curtains there. You guys are doing an awesome job. My trivia question, I'm going to go with main trivia is going to be Charlie, C is a Charlie, and A is an Alpha for the alternate. And that's about it. Not much happening here, so I'll turn it back to net control. This is KE8ZZR, Claire.
All right there, Harry. Well, thanks for joining us, and thanks for the compliment there. We certainly appreciate it. It's a pleasure to hear you out there tonight, my friend. We're going to say 73 to you for now, and that's going to bring me on over here to Mike, KB3GPX. How you doing?
Hi, good evening. Justin, I think it is KB3GPX. Coming in on Zello, KB1 Crosslink here, and wow, good net tonight, backing on NetLogger here, number of good stations, nice round table this evening. And yeah, watch out for that weather, we got it here coming up, supposed to start at 10 o'clock here Eastern. I haven't checked outside, but a little bit of everything from old man winter, so not looking forward to that. Well, I would have to go with Bravo and Charlie for the respectable question answers. We'll put that into the data banks there, Justin. And some reason it made me think of the game show Press Your Luck from CBS television back in the 80s with the late Peter Tamarkin there. Big bucks, no whammies. There we go. Anyway, good to be on the net tonight, and a good crowd tonight as well. Everyone stay safe out there if you're affected by the winter weather. And we'll send it back to control. KB3, GPX.
All right there, Michael. Glad to have you with us, and a pleasure to hear you get you out for Bravo and Charlie. And come back and join us. We're here every Sunday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And find us on the WKY repeater, 147.390 with a positive offset of PL tone of 114.8, or all star node 48496 and echo link WKY -R. We're going to say 73T, and this is DDTC with the Beacon Net. Next on the list is KCFQV. Mark, how you doing? One more time there, KCFQV. Mark, take it away.
All right. The alternative question is going to be A, body small, big head. That's A. And the other one I just got to it, and it's Sheely. It was Sheely.
Or Sheely?
Now I'm trying to find it on the thing here again. Well, I guess there is no thing. But I always say Sheely or Shally or S-A-T-E-R, something like that is the guy's name. And, yeah, we got things going here. We got two Zoom sessions going, which one's over with. We got the local Beacon Net going, and there's one more that I'm going to go check into now. So let's send it back to Net Control, and hopefully we don't get too bad of rainstorm overnight, KSFQV.
All right there, Mark. Well, good to hear you. And sounds like you had all kinds of nets and meetings and things going on. I could hardly focus on one. I don't know how you focus on all of those there. Great to hear you, and hopefully we don't get too much of that rain. It's not raining yet, I don't think. I don't hear it on the metal roof, so there you go. We're going to say 73 to you. We are at the bottom of the list here. We have one more. Delta Yankee 3, Mr. Quebec X-ray. Looks like Raymond in the Philippines. You still with us? All right, one more time there. Delta Yankee 3, Victor Quebec X-ray. Raymond, are you still there? All right, nothing heard. This is KDDPC with the Beacon Net. I'm at the bottom of the list, and I'm looking for more check-ins. Please call now. Alpha Bravo 8, Mike Oscar, AB8MO.
Kilo, 6 Kilo, Juliet Victor. Kilo, 6 Kilo, Juliet Victor. Kevin in Holly Springs, California.
Nine, Mexico, 6 Romeo Hotel Mike. 9, Mexico, 6 Radio Hotel Mike, Malaysia.
All right, we picked up a handful of nice check-ins there. We got EB8MO in the land of snow and maple syrup. I got K6KGV, Rev Kev. And that very last one there, I got 9, Mike 6, Romeo Hotel Mike. Looks like Abdul. You'll have to correct me if I'm wrong there. And right at the beginning there was a really weak station. I couldn't understand you. You want to try that again, the first station that I missed there? All right, nothing heard. Well, let's go talk to Andy in the land of snow and maple syrup. AB8MO, good evening.
All right, I'm trying to make sure everything reset. I'm going to need a reread on the trivia question there, Dustin, because I just turned on the radio. This is AB8MO.
Oh, if you showed up on time, you wouldn't need a reread. I can see here, though. KYUK, Miss Lucy, would you reread us the main trivia, please?
All fine. I'll make it handy. That's nice, Lucy. All right. Who invented the first
multi-band dipole antenna to be tuned trap. I'm going to do this better. Alpha, option alpha, K7UGA, option, now I'm forgetting what station that is. Not beta, alpha beta gamma is 3. Small one, two, three, two. Bravo is, the call sign is WB6ACU. Option Charlie is W3BZZ. Option Delta is W4CGT. Again, who invented the first multi-band dipole antenna to use tuned trap? Option Alpha, K7UGA. Option Bravo, WB6ACU. Option Charlie, W3BZZ. Option Delta, W4CGP. That's you, Justin.
All right, now let's go to WHRF Josh for our alternate trivia.
KD8EPC, W8HRF, tonight's alternate trivia question is, Thomas Lincoln was the fourth and youngest son of the 16th President of the United States, Abe Lincoln. His nickname was Tad. Why did Abraham Lincoln name his youngest son Tad? Why was that his nickname? Your options are Alpha, because Lincoln, and I'm only going to read it once because it's long, so Alpha. Because Lincoln said he had a small body, large head, and wriggled like a tadpole. Bravo, because as a boy, Thomas loved capturing tadpoles in jars and interrupting during presidential meetings to show them. Charlie, the name Tad was short for Tadworth, a family name on Mrs. Lincoln's side. Or Delta, Lincoln named him after his longtime friend and political companion, Colonel Thaddeus Waldabean. KDPC, W8HRF.
All right, this is KDPC with the Beacon Net. Let's go back down to the land of snow and maple syrup, AB8MO. Take it away.
Oh, boy, I got to get you a little bit more excitement in there, Dustin. Thank you for the reread there, folks. I think for Lucy's, I'm going to go with Charlie. And, oh, man, that's a temptation to pick Delta on that one. But I think I'm going to go with the family name thing. So I guess that'd be Charlie as well. So Charlie and Charlie. You hear that little bark? I'm working on my Charlies. Yeah, if I would have been on time, I would have got it. You're right, Justin, and I usually am on time. You're usually pretty punctual, but I'm getting, it kind of threw me off because I'm kind of tired. Yeah, I got to get up. I got super early tomorrow, but I'm going to go meet a friend for breakfast. I eat another ham. He used to live, maybe about a mile south of me, but he moved down to Latonia, which is in northwestern Columbiana County. So we don't see each other too often, but I'm going to go meet him tomorrow. So I was just getting ready for that, and then I just realized, oh, gee, it's Wednesday night. So here I am. And hello to our friend over there. I think you said it was in Malaysia or East Malaysia. Okay, well, that's wonderful. As far as snow goes, I'd say it's over half melted now. Actually got more snow at the home QTH than at the work QTH over in Middlefield. I'd say it's about 80% gone, and it's probably a little over 50% here. So still got a little ways to go, but I'm sure it'll disappear here if we don't get any more snow. Although we might get some snow tonight, I don't know. I heard of some maybe just freezing rain. The driveway is an ice rink. Oh, my gosh. I fell on my can once already, and that hurt. I try not to do that tomorrow morning, but it's a thick slab of ice on the driveway. Oh, well.
Such is life in the not so big city. Thank you, Dustin. Good to hear you as always. KDPC, this is ABNMO. All right, there, Andy. We got you down for Charlie and Charlie there. Good to hear you, and I enjoy the breakfast in the morning. We don't have anything in the morning, but I have to go see the dentist tomorrow afternoon, so I'm just absolutely thrilled about that. We're going to say 73, and we'll catch you down the log. And now we're going to go over to California here. Let's talk to Redcap, K6KGV. Good evening.
Thank you very much there, Dustin. This is K6KJV here in Valley Springs, California. And hello to you, Dustin, and the rest of the crew, and the little ones, and everybody else on the net. And I'm going to keep it short. My answers tonight are D and D, double delta, double D's, delta and delta. So, Just a little quick side note, the real reason why old Abe named his son Tad was because his buddy, Colonel Thaddeus Cornwalda Bean, is actually his pappy. So, figured that one out. I guess it was really cold whenever old Abe was delivering the Gettysburg Address. So there you go. With that, I'll say God bless 73, everyone, and pass the mic back to you, Destin, from K6KJV.
All right there, Rev Kevin, we got you down for double D's there. And before you go, what was the temperature like out there in Valley Springs today?
Today it got up to a high of, I believe, 51. But it started off this morning at like 32 degrees. But it's been pretty good. Not like y'all back there. It's been storming the last couple of days. We had winds up to 55 miles an hour the last couple of days. But for today, it's been nice and calm, and the sun was out and nice and clear. But it was a little cool. There was some frost out this morning at 32 degrees, but then, like I said, it popped out at 51. So back at you, Dustin, from K6KJV.
All right there, Kevin. Well, wonderful to hear you out there tonight. And, we'll say 73. Have a great rest of your evening, and always a pleasure, my friend. Let's see, we have 27 and cloudy here right now, and we're expecting freezing rain and ice tonight. So fun stuff. So Kevin will say 73, and that's going to bring us down to 9 Mike 6 Romeo Hotel Mike. Looks like a duel over in, oh boy, I don't even know how to say it there. If you're still there, go ahead.
Roger. Okay, thank you very much, Net Control, Justin, for calling my station. You lot, thank you for coming to my mobile, stationary mobile now. I'll stop here, behind the bus stop, Kota Kinabalu City. Just no comment, just supporting the net, and pleasant evening to you, and all those members monitoring. Keep up the good job, Justin. Thank you for calling my station. No traffic from 9 Mike 6 Romeo Hotel Mike, Province Malaysia, Borneo, north of Borneo Island. Thank you, 73.
All right, well, thanks so much for taking the time to mobile, and it's cool. I think it's the first time I've ever talked to Malaysia there. I appreciate you stopping by there. We're going to say 73 to you, mobile safely, and this is KGDPC with the BeaconNet. I hope to hear you again there soon. We're at the bottom of the list. We're looking for some more check-ins. Please call now. KDAVYT.
KF5ABE. And KG5SYC.
All
Alright, we picked up KDDYT Russ. I'm going to get to you first. And then I picked up KF5EDE Nickelodeon and KG5SYC Miss Sandy. Good to hear you out there. We'll be right back to you. Let's go over here to Russ, KDDYT. Good evening, Russ. I missed you before. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was wondering if you called me or missed me. I should be on line 12. Anyway, I'm in here now, so I might as well talk your ear off. My answers are going to be for Lucy's question. The answer is yes. And for Josh's question, I'm going to say B. Because I don't have a clue on either one. Anyway, everybody have a good night. This is KDDYT Clear.
All right there, Russ. Well, great to hear you. And yeah, I did call for you earlier, but we must see each other. But glad to have you now, and we got your answers down there. And it's always great to hear you, my friend. So we'll say 73 to you. Tell Katie said hello, and I will catch you all down the log. Let's go down here now to Nickelodeon, KF580E. What's going on in Cibolo?
Hey, good evening, Dustin. Not too much. It's been busy around here, of course. We left Ohio. And when we left Ohio, you guys got dumped with a whole bunch of snow because of our family up there. So we know what's going on up there pretty much a lot of time. And nonetheless, but it's been good down here. Mountain Cedar has been kind of wrecking havoc with me. So that's my little dilemma. Other than that, we're doing okay. And as for the trivia questions, I'll let you get back with Sandy, and then you guys can reread them, and then we'll give our answers one way or the other. Back to you.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Before we even go down to Miss Sandy, we're just going to get it reread again. KYUK Miss Lucy, would you reread us the trivia question, please?
KDDYT. Darn it, I just got paint on my gym fan. I always get caught in the middle of a paint job when I am reading trivia. Oh well, who invented the first multi-band dipole antenna to use tuned traps? A, K7UGA, B, WB6ACU, C, W3DDV, or D, W4CGP? I'll post in the blue screen. I think that's about two left. Back to you then.
All right. Over to W8HRF, Mr. Lucy, for our alternate trivia. All right. Don't let that drop. KD8EPC, W8HRF. Tonight's alternate trivia question. I'm only going to read it once, hit the time along, but I'll try to go a little slow. So, all trivia. Thomas Lincoln was the fourth and youngest son of the 16th president of the United States, Abraham Lincoln. His nickname was Tad. Why did Abraham Lincoln name his youngest son Tad? Why did he always call him that? Why was it his nickname? Your options are Alpha, because Lincoln said that he had a small body, large head, and wriggled like a tadpole. Bravo, because as a boy, Thomas loved capturing tadpoles in jars and interrupting during presidential meetings to show them. Charlie, the nickname Tad was short for Tadworth, a family name on Mrs. Lincoln's side. Or Delta, Lincoln named him after his longtime friend and political companion, Colonel Thaddeus Waldo Bean. If you want to get technical about it, Thaddeus Stevens Waldo Bean. Anyways, over to you, Dustin, KD8EPC, W8HRF. All right, thanks so much there, Josh. Let's go down here to Miss Sandy at KG5SYC. Good evening.
This is KG5SYC, and hello, Dustin, and all you netters out there. Well, let's just put it that way. There's too many and so many to name that I'd spend the rest of my life trying to come up with them. At any rate, we're doing good. Yeah, Nick pretty much lost his voice for several days there, and he wanted to talk radio, but he couldn't talk radio, so there you go. He was silent. But at any rate, he went to the doctor and got himself some meds, so hopefully he's on the recovery side. Oh, trivia. Two good questions. I think I'm going to go with, CB, because that's how I met the spouse. I was on the CB. This is KG5SYC. Back to you, Net Control.
All right, well, that was unpleasant. Miss Sandy, great to hear you out there. Always a pleasure, and we got you down for CB. I have to go back up here real quick to Nickelodeon for his trivia answers. KF5AD, go ahead.
All right, Dustin, yeah, no problem. We are going to go with just the opposite. Since she went with CB, I'm going to go with AD. And that way we've got pretty much 50% of them covered one way or the other. They could be in a wrong order and be all wrong altogether. But we'll have to just see what happens with my being AD and her CB. So there you go. That's where answers we're going to stick with for the night for the fun. But they are certainly great questions because, man, that's a stumper. Back to you, KF5ADE.
All right there, Nickelodeon. Well, thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate it there. And we'll say 73 to you. We got you on for Alpha and Delta. All right, Nick and Sandy, we're at the bottom of the list as it stands. This is KBDPC with the BTNet. We're looking for check-ins. Please call now. All right, nothing heard. Well, let's go up here and talk to the Net Control team. Well, let's start with KBZA. Eric, how you doing? KE8EPC, KE8VZA, doing well, Dustin. Good to hear everybody tonight. Nice to work the Wednesday show, the pre-show. Sitting in for Just Nick here. Let's see. Trivia, I'm going to go with Bravo and Alpha. And let's see what else we have here. Went to the rec center after the big W today and managed to actually get a lap lane in the pool. There were only 3 out of 8 available due to swim team practicing today, but I got it done. It felt great. What else? Then leisurely soaked in the hot tub for a while, and that was cool. Got DV switch working on my phone today and was able to check into the board and breaker net today with Dustin. It was really cool, and I'm glad it worked. It worked first shot out of the box. Jason has some really good instructions there. And what else? I was not able to hang around for Miss Nancy's hour because, you know, they kind of expect some sort of work at the Big W, so I kind of had to comply. But working from home tomorrow, so I won't have to drive in the forecasted icy weather. So the XYL will have to. She knows about it, so she's going to leave a little earlier, so that should be good. But that's all I have for tonight. Good to hear everybody. Good net tonight. And back to you, Dustin, KE8VZA. All right there, Eric. Well, thanks so much for doing the pre-show. I really do appreciate it there and the logging and all this evening. And we'll have to do some simplex because I just got you on the reverse and you were coming in pretty good over here, too. So that'll be interesting. We'll say 73 and enjoy your working from home tomorrow. All right, let's go down here and talk to Just Nick. Melting some ice, KD-SLG. Take it away.
KD-DZ, this is KD-SLG. Hey, Dustin and all of the Beacon Nessons.
Hey, man. Oh, let's just go Alpha and Delta tonight for trivia. Can't go wrong with Cornwaldo being, as Kevin says. And just want to remind everybody, the colonel is not a rank with Cornwaldo being. It's a name. This is KD8FLG, back to net control.
All right. Well, good to hear you, and I hope you're healing well. We got Sean for Alpha and Delta, and boy, you know, as much as I appreciate Eric, I certainly miss having you behind the curtain there, too, my friend. We'll say 73 and catch you on the log, and that's going to bring me over to Nick at Night, QKO. I've got your answers down as Charlie, and Charlie, take it away.
All right, good evening, Dustin. Good evening, everyone on the net. Yeah, I put my answers in there a little bit earlier because I, one wasn't sure if I was going to fall asleep, but apparently the nap I took earlier kept me awake, so there's that. But yeah, I took my son to the ski club today, almost the last one. Next week is the last ski club, and then I no longer have to go sit in my truck for 3 hours while he goes and skis down the hills. I know Eric mentioned he starts skiing when his kids were in ski club. I tried that once when he was younger, but I'm not very agile, middle-aged. My joints and my legs didn't bend the way they needed to for skis. I don't know. I've been getting in better shape, so maybe I should give it a try again. But, yeah, the last time I tried to ski, it wasn't the most pleasant of experiences. Anyway, with that, Dustin, I'll pass it back to you, KAKKO.
All right there, Nick. We're glad you were able to stay up and join us tonight. We appreciate you being here. And, yeah, it sounds like ski club was not a good time, but it's glad it's over. I couldn't ski if I tried. I don't know with gravity. I stay firmly planted on the ground, and it keeps me from floating away. So there you go. Nick, we'll say 73 and catch you down the log. I haven't heard him yet, but I'm going to call him anyway. KI5DAY all day long. Alan, are you crawled out from the belly of an airplane yet? All right, Alan and Larry must be busy there. Let's go over here real quick to HRF. Do me your main trivia answer, Josh.
KD80BC, W8HRF. I'm going to go with Delta. Back to you.
All right, thanks so much, Josh, and I'm going to go with double D's myself there. Let's go down to LucyCYUK. Give us your comments, then drop and give us your trivia answer.
KDADPC, KDAYUK. Hi, everybody. Boosting's been popping tonight, so I haven't really been very involved. I have been multitasking with writing new trivia, seeing what's going on in the blue screen and repainting some doll furniture. Because I've been putting it off, but I didn't get it on my nice clothes. Instead, I got it on my pajamas. But not the pajamas that I like that much, so it's fine. Nothing is safe from my paint. Had a pretty nice, got to see a friend, and that friend is introducing her kids to my mom and my siblings to kind of get more babysitting options. She's got two very young ones, so it's kind of hard to find somebody who's able to handle that many people or that many small children that she and her husband trust. So it was really cool to see them bond with my mom and my sister and my brother, and that he got to hang out with his friends as well. So that was very nice. Did most of the chores I was supposed to do today. Not too bad. Tomorrow is back to teaching, so I'm probably going to be less likely to be able to do the fun stuff, so I'm glad I'm able to paint a little bit tonight. I guess that's it. I did not know about the weather, I will say, though, so thank you for mentioning that. Maybe I'll get a snow day with teaching tomorrow, teaching the siblings, because I doubt my mom will want to drive in it, and I doubt she'll want me driving in it, so we'll have to see what the roads look like during the middle of the day, and we'll go from there. That would also get me out of boxing, which is a pro and a con, because I should box, but I don't want tires. The last thing I was going to mention is my mom just handed over the last of my medical records
She's been finding them. She's pretty organized, but she does have different records to go different places. And so I finally got the x-rays from when I broke my arm the worst the last time. So I could share those in somehow to compare wounds. But, yeah, so the worst thing I've ever done is fallen 20 feet out of a tree and broken my left wrist off of my arm. It was pretty bad, but I didn't even have to have surgery to put it back. It was pretty cool. Anyway, I'm going to let it drop and read the trivia answer. KDYDK returning. Boy, I'm still long-winded, even though I'm fighting for breathing rights with this kid. Okay, who invented the first multi-band dipole antenna to use tuned? A, Alpha, K7UBA, option Bravo, WB6ACU, option Charlie, W3BGV, option Delta, W4CGP. The answer is, in fact, Charlie. Chester L. Buchanan was W3DVV. He lived between 1915 and 2009. He was known as Roy or Bucky on the air. In the 1950s, Roy came along with a multi-band design by inserting transits to TV points in the antenna, and he became the quote-unquote holy grail to the DX world in the 50s and the 60s, according to various QST articles and the KCX Ham Gallery website. The other call center, various famous people who held license, I didn't write them down, but you can look them up if you're interested. So that is your answer for the main trivia. Back to you, Dustin. Have a good night, everybody. God bless.
All right, Lucy, thanks for another wonderful trivia question. We really appreciate it. Let's go over here now to WHRF. Josh, give us your comments, and then read us the alternate trivia answer. There we go. All right, KD8EPC, W8HRF. Good evening, Dustin, again, and everyone. I don't have too much in the way of comments. Man, I'm looking for the week forward to the weekend already. The Super Bowl's coming up, so we'll find a way to watch that. That'll be a nice way to spend some time on Sunday, even though, what is it? Oh, man, it's the game that everybody gets, but not the one that everybody needs. Kind of like Batman, the hero that they need, but not necessarily the one that they want. No, that's the other way around. Anyway, what else? I had a good past weekend. So, man, I was tired on Sunday from chopping wood, but recovered from that, and we're going to keep on slowly dragging it over to my father-in-law's house so he can use it for his wood burner. So that's about it. Let me go ahead and let this drop and read all trivia. W8HRF returning. All right, tonight's question for alternate trivia was, Thomas Lincoln was the fourth and youngest son of President Abraham Lincoln. His nickname was Tad. Why did Abraham Lincoln call his youngest son Tad? Why was that his nickname? Your options were Alpha, because Lincoln said he had a small body, large head, and wiggled like a tadpole. Bravo, because as a boy, Thomas loved capturing tadpoles in jars and interrupting during presidential meetings to show them. Charlie, nicknamed Tad, was short for Tadworth, a family name on Mary Todd Lincoln's side. Or Delta, Lincoln named him after his longtime friend and political companion, Colonel Thaddeus Waldo Bean. To comment on Nick's comment about Colonel is not a rank, that's okay, Nick. I wouldn't know how to spell either version of Colonel, so it's just whatever comes out on the page. Anyways, answer was Alpha. because Lincoln said that he had a small body, large head, and wiggled like a tadpole. The youngest Lincoln son, he got that nickname from his father because, like an infant,
had those qualities. And when referring to Thomas by his name, both in speech and writing, Lincoln always referred to him as Tad or sometimes Taddy, but he never used his birth name Thomas unless, of course, he was angry at him. I think all parents can identify with that. He was a rambunctious child. Hold on. My radio is yelling at me. He was a rambunctious child who was a favorite of his father, particularly after the death of his bosom brother, Willie. During the time his father was alive, Tad was impulsive and unrestrained. Tad had free reign of the White House, and there are stories of him interrupting presidential meetings, collecting animals, charging visitors to see his father, and more. So his playful antics made him a memorable figure of the Lincoln family history. So anyways, with that, I'll say 7:30 to everybody, and thanks, Dustin, for running the net. KV8APC, W8HRF, 7:30.
All right, Josh, thanks for another wonderful alternate trivia there. We'll say 73 and have a great evening. This is KDEDPC with the BeakyNet. We're at the bottom of the list, and we're looking for some more check-ins. Please call now.
KF5ADE.
We got a recheck from Nickelodeon.
JJ5KTE.
KE5ATA, I'll let Net Control take control of it. I know you said we're on top of them, so doggone it.
Dustin,
take care of the other guy that came in with us.
All right, KG5ATA guy, I got you on the list. I'll get right back to you. Let me go up here to Nickelodeon, KF5ADE, and go ahead.
Thank you, Dustin. Hey, you know what Josh was saying about Tad? That made B almost as good as the A answer. So, you know what? We're all cheering for Sandy over here, saying that she got both of them correct with purely a complete stab in the dark, because B was really knocking on the door of it, even though maybe he really wasn't named after. Or Tad wasn't named after that specific reason, but him being rambunctious and individual, it's kind of fits. So there's my comment. KF5AD, 7-3, y'all. We'll be in here just listening.
All right there, Nickelodeon. Thanks for the comment there. Let's go on down the list to Guy now. Can you confirm that, Guy? It's Kilo Golf 5 Alpha Tango Alpha, correct?
No, it's actually Kilo Juliet 5 Alpha Tango Alpha, Kilo Juliet 5 with KJ, KJ5APA, yeah. Anyways, well, I'm tuning in late again, as usual, just whatever, so I'm just going to listen in and do like that. I can't come up with any answers for any questions, trivia, because I don't know what they are, but anyways, so, because I tune in too late, but anyways, I'll just stand by and listen in, if anybody else has any more traffic, or if you want to close, you know, get ready to shut it down, that's okay, too, so anyways, yeah, this is KJ5ATA, back to network control.
All right there, Guy. Well, we're glad to catch you on the list there tonight, KG5E. I got you in there, and that's all right. We just read the trivia question and got done with those, so no worries on having to catch on that either. But great to hear you, my friend. We'll be 73. Have a great evening. We'll catch you down the log. This is KDDPC with the BeakyNet. We're going to make this the last call for check-in. So any other stations waiting to check-in, please call now.
Whiskey 8 Kilowatt, Foxtrot Whiskey.
All right, I believe that was W8KFR. Good evening, take it away.
Once again, the call is Whiskey 8, Kimmelwatt, Foxtrot, Whiskey, Carl. And just been sitting here listening to the net. Decided to check in and say hello. I'm looking at the photo map here. I want to see if it's possible I could work three states. There are three different photo parks with one trip. W8KFW, back to net.
All right, W8KFW, sorry for botching your call there earlier, Carl. We got you in there, and I hope you're able to do that. That would be an interesting trip. We're going to say 73 to you. Carl was the bottom of the list there, so I'm going to break for time here real quick. That was the last call for check-in. So on behalf of Silver Creek Radio Association, myself, and the BeaconNet crew, I'd like to thank each and every one of you for checking in with us this evening. Come and join us on the next edition of BeaconNet, Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Time here on the WAWKY repeater 147.390, with a positive offset and a PL tone of 114.8. All-star node 48496 and Echolink WAWKY-R. Also, don't forget to check out the barometer net every morning at 7 a.m. except for Sunday here on the WAWKY repeater. And don't forget to go visit our friends over on the N5XQK Memorial Board and Breaker net every day at noon Central Time on All-Star Node 49562 and Echolink N5XQK-R. They run a couple hours. Switch net controls at the top of the hour and welcome rechecks. With that, you've been listening to the BeaconNet. This is KDT returning the repeater to normal amateur use at this time, and I will be clear. 73, y'all.
GPX, York, Pennsylvania.
Hey, ABMO, are you out there? KSFQV.
I believe went to bed. He said something about that in the blue screen, so that's probably where he is.
All right. Yeah, I mentioned I heard him this morning when he checked in. Okay, CFQV. I still seen him on NetLogger there. So, KSFQV.
KEADPC, KEADZA, what's up, Dustin? Hey, you just fly to 14646 for a quick simplex? Sure can, I'll see you up there in a minute. All right, KEADPC, QSY.